This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes your unconscious activity. Now, I'm going to dive right into it this Friday. So we had a great week of podcasts this week. And I want to talk about being honest with yourself. It's so important, guys. So important. How can you expect people to be honest with you if you can't even be honest with yourself? And I'm going to bring the context of social media and how much it's changed our world, right? Now, at any point, anybody can post on social media an end result or an ending or I've been grinding or I did this, right? Without even knowing, was the work really put in? Because think about in the past, before social media, there was no posting. You had to take a picture and go get it developed, right? You couldn't just immediately have instant gratification or show what you were doing. The only way that we would know if you're putting in the work, it would show up in your physical reality, right? If you were working out, it would show up in your physical body. You couldn't do certain types of lighting and all this stuff and, you know, wake up fasted and take a picture, right? You just looked good or you didn't. You had money or you didn't. You got the job or you didn't, right? But now with social media, I think it's created a lot of dishonesty in people, a lot of dishonesty in people. And I'm speaking from experience from myself and many other people that I've met that are in the social media space. Very important to understand this because we're comparing ourselves to a lot of dishonesty. But I'm here to tell you, if you can be honest with yourself, it will change your life. And I'll tell you from a personal experience. I like to speak from paradigm instead of bashing other people. For my paradigm, for me, when I left corporate America in 2017, I thought I was going to be a famous book author and podcast. So nobody bought my book. Nobody was listening to my podcast. Nobody signed up for my first program. So that first year was like, okay, I had no money in the bank. I had a bunch of money in the bank. And so I had a cushion, right? So it wasn't that stressful because the first year was like, okay, I got this. And I was grinding and I was showing people that I was kicking ass. I was grinding, but nothing was happening, guys. The business wasn't taking off. Nothing was happening. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But in the outward appearance on social, I was making it look like I had a lot of stuff going on, right? And that got exhausting for a year. Then finally, the money started to completely run out. In 2018, I had to start driving Uber. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh my God. So I decided to reverse engineer this. I said, you know what? I'm just going to fucking tell on myself. I'm going to expose myself and I'm going to show my journey from the bottom to the top. And I was like, guys, hey, listen, things are fucked up. Driving Uber right now. Here's what I'm going to do. And it, number one, it took a huge weight off my back. And number two, it had me really self-reflect and be honest with myself. And so what I started to do is to make sure that everything I'm posting is based on my own truth and my own paradigm and getting to origin of what I need to fix, not what you need to fix or what I think you need to fix, only putting on my social media my truth and my paradigm and being honest with myself. And I'll give you ice bath or ice cold water therapy example. There is not one time. So since I got back from Peru, I said I was going to be in the water as much as I can. So I'm trying to get cold water exposure every single day. Okay. Done a really good job with it. Okay. Now there's one thing. It's about being honest with yourself. So you can say one thing on social media, which I've said that, and I've said that to the Academy, but nobody knows if I'm doing it or not. Nobody knows if I'm doing, especially cold. I mean, how can you prove or disprove that I'm doing it? Right. So it's about an honesty thing with myself, an integrity thing with myself, because there's never one fucking time that I ever want to get in that cold water, ever. I'm not ever like, oh, yay, I want to jump in the cold water. Never has it crossed my mind. But every single morning, I've been doing it. And every single time I get out, I don't regret it. But that's the point of being honest with myself. If I say something, it's hurting myself if I'm not even being integral. That's the problem with social media now, is because you can post like you finished the race, but we don't even know if you ran the race. And there's a lot of people doing that, but that's only hurting you guys. You can post like your family has this perfect life on social media when you know that the fucking whole cards are about to collapse. You know, you fought the whole way to Disneyland and then you take that picture in front of your family and people are sitting at home comparing themselves to you and it looks like you have the perfect family. Everybody's got their Mickey ears on. Everybody's got matching outfits. And you know that there's a fucking absolute chaos underneath the surface. Right? What if we're all just honest with ourselves and we can be honest with others? But I promise you, people will not be honest with you if you're not honest with yourself. You will attract low frequency people who are dishonest if you're not going to be honest with yourself. So I hope this message helps. I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.